Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Tuesday, August 23rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We ended yesterday's show talking about whistleblowers. Now, everybody in the alternative media loves whistleblowers. They're the ones that talk about things that nobody else talks about. They come out from the government or from the mainstream media and reveal things that nobody else is disclosing. Alex Jones even went so far on the last time he was on George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM as to saying that we need more whistleblowers. But it seems like whenever these same alternative media figures are exposed by whistleblowers, then they seem to become the enemy.
Right, they don't like when the mirror is turned toward them.
Right, so you have to ask yourself now, do you want the truth, and do you want this kind of information or not? If you answered yes, that you do want the truth and this kind of information, then Wing TV is definitely the place to be. If you don't want this information, then in all honesty, what differentiates you from those people that watch the mainstream media? They obviously don't want the truth about the world. So what differentiates you? If you don't want this information, go back to CNN. Go back to them because they're not giving you the truth.
Right, and frankly, we're not interested in having cyber sheep watch our show or read our articles.
If
you don't want reality, go live in the deception.
Right, we've said on this show now, there's no more illusions, and we're not in this because it's a popularity contest. We're in it because we want the truth out. And despite some people's misinformation, we're not out here smearing people or attacking people. What we're doing is unmasking certain people. We're letting you know what's happening behind the scenes.
We're ripping away a lot of illusions.
Yeah. And isn't this what we're supposed to be doing? Isn't this what the media does? Isn't this their responsibility? And if you don't want to know about censorship in the alternative media, if you don't want to know about the lies of peak oil, if you don't want to know who's funding these people, who the gatekeepers are,
there's only one thing we can say. Viva la deception.
Yeah. Then you can go somewhere else. Now, on today's show, we're going to unmask another group that's probably the most damaging group in regard to getting the truth out about 9/11.
Since the exodus of Mike Rupert, of course.
Right. This is a group called 911truth.org. And on September 11th, 2005, that's a Sunday, they want to lead people on a wild goose chase through the streets of Manhattan past United Nations Building, NBC, CNN, and Fox.
Right. Now, while they're engaging in this wild goose chase through Manhattan, guess where all the media cameras are going to be? They're going to be at Ground Zero, which is the emotional epicenter, the symbolic location where people are going to gather to commemorate this horrible day in our history. So the public's going to be there. The mainstream media cameras are going to be there. 9/11 victim families are going to be there. We're going to be there. Truth seekers from all over the place are going to be there. And 911truth.org is going to be trotting around NBC, Fox, New York Times building to the UN.
Yeah, miles and miles away from Ground Zero. Now, don't you think it's peculiar that yet again, 911truth.org is diverting people's attention away from the crux issues and the focal points of 9/11? First, they did it with the controlled demolition. They don't want anyone to know about the controlled demolition. Mm-hmm. We have the whole case solved right here. 9/11 on trial. Now, with the fourth anniversary of 9/11, instead of telling everyone to come to Ground Zero and bring their banners and their signs and their flyers and their voices to Ground Zero, what do they want to do? They want to lead them through the streets of Manhattan like these misguided Pied Pipers.
We get a lot of email here at Wing TV, and here is a representative sampling of the kind of email we're getting on this issue about this upcoming event.
Well, this was after yesterday's show when we briefly mentioned 911.truth.org's idea.
Right. It was sent to us by a woman named Vicky. She says, I can't think of anything more absurd than to have people walking the route you gave UN, New York Times, NBC, and Fox on a Sunday afternoon in New York City. All they are going to do is be walking these people through a ghost town and wearing them out for nothing. What you might do is try to find somebody to shoot some video of New York City on a Sunday in the next week so that people can see how ridiculous this plan is. I know it's a little late, but it's important for people not to be tricked by the jerks who came up with this plan. We agree.
Yeah, all completely, because when you think about it, what are they going to be doing miles away from Ground Zero.
Right.
Now, the first thing they're going to do is they want to go in front of the UN and they want to demand an investigation to open up 9/11 and see if they can find out what the unresolved crimes are. Now, I don't think I should have to clue 911truth.org in on this, but the UN isn't on our side.
Yeah.
The UN is the enemy.
Right.
You see, they don't want the truth about 9/11 to come out.
So is the mainstream media.
Yeah. Now you have to ask, why don't they want the truth about 9/11 to come out? Well, because the United Nations was formed because they want global governance.
Yeah, it's an entity of force. It's not our friend.
Yeah, that's what the New World Order is all about, the United Nations. So they're going to demand that these people go out there and open up a new investigation. That's like telling John Dillinger that he has to surrender himself to J. Edgar Hoover. It's not going to happen.
Right. Regarding this little do-si-do that they're going to do around the mainstream media to the UN, remember, 9/11 this year is going to fall on a Sunday. So what we're going to have in the New York Times and Fox and all these buildings is second stringers, flunkies manning the desks, because all the bigwigs are off on the weekends. They don't work on the weekends. So these flunkies that are manning the desks don't even have the authority to swat a fly, let alone do coverage of a bunch of stragglers from the 9/11 untruth mafia. It's totally bogus, and you know, I don't know what they think that they're going to accomplish by doing this. They seem very far removed from reality.
Yeah.
Either that or they're deliberately trying to divert people away from where they need to be.
Yeah. And we know this is true because Mike Gallagher, who does a syndicated radio show, he fills in on Fox and Friends on the weekends. That's what they do, is they get these radio guys and the second stringers from different affiliate stations to come in on the weekends. They also have them come in on the holidays when nobody else wants to do it. So that's who's going to be
right
in there
and
on the weekends.
And we know these things because we've called these places on Sundays before. Nobody's there. Hardly anybody's there.
Yeah.
And no one important is there.
So they're going to lead everyone on this wild goose chase.
Now, they sent out a lot of press releases, and so here's what Levis and company are talking about. Cynthia McKinney's whitewash hearing on Capitol Hill. Osama bin Laden. Yeah, they're still perpetrating that official government.
Now think about this. Osama bin Laden. They're still talking about him.
Right. Mohammed Atta, who never shut up about him, and our intelligence agencies being negligent and incompetent. The old Lyhoff theory.
Yeah.
Valerie Plame, the distraction du jour. Still the UN. Cindy Sheehan, although we admire her courage, this event is about 9/11, not about Cindy Sheehan. New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, who doesn't give a damn about 9/11 truth. And, of course, the Keene-Zelikoff 9/11 whitewash committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they're talking about. But guess what they're not talking about?
Controlled demolition.
Out of all of these press releases,
which is the government's Achilles heel, and they don't even mention it, and they refuse to mention it.
Yeah, so again, very conveniently, this is left out of the equation. And we get all of these press releases. We see what they're talking about. And it's the same thing on the West Coast. The West Coast 9/11 groups want to make it a peace and love rally. They have the Sandu and Patchouli crowd. So they don't care as much about 9/11 as they do about anti-war rallies. And we want to let
peak oil.
Yeah. And we want to let everyone out there know that, of course, 911truth.org is very detrimental to finding out the ultimate truth about 9/11. But also, anyone that supports them is either wittingly or unwittingly becoming part of this disinformation
campaign. In other words, you're becoming part of a criminal cover-up if you're going along with these people.
Yeah. Now, last but not least, at least on this section, if you notice who's the point man now for this new wild goose chase, it's a guy named Nicholas Levis.
Mm-hmm.
We saw him down at the D.C. Truth Convergence. And he seems to have replaced Kyle Hentz. Now, Kyle Hentz, the reason why we think, anyways, that he's not the point man is because he's been so exposed and discredited as, like, the biggest of all the gatekeepers that he's totally worthless right now. He doesn't have any more usefulness to these people. But with Nicholas Levis, we also know that a leopard can't change his spots, and that this guy's just like this with Kubiak and Hentz and Janice Matthews and on and on. So they're all of the same ilk.
They just get another puppet to stand in front and do the talking.
Exactly. Now, what we want to do is move on to an article, a very lengthy article that Nico Haupt wrote yesterday.
He's a 9/11 researcher and activist also.
Yeah, he lives up in New York City. Mm-hmm. We met him down in Washington, D.C., and this was invaluable in exposing this group. Lisa sent it out on the internet yesterday, and it's also going to be on the Wing TV homepage, along with this article called 9/11 Mafia Wild Goose
Chase.
And
if you want a copy of it, please email me. I'd be happy to send you a copy of Nico's fantastic email.
Yeah. So all of this information now that we're going to talk about is coming from Nico's article. The first thing he talks about is he's saying that 911truth.org is perpetuating a big lie and that they want 10,000 people out in the streets following their Pied Piper thing. Well, when we went to the D.C. Truth Convergence, they had about 200 people.
Right.
200.
You know why? Because they gear their events toward each other.
Yes.
Their own group is who showed up. When we tried to help them publicize it, promote it to the public, they didn't want any part of it. And so the only, and they knew ahead of time who was going to show up, how many people were going to be there. And they were right. There were maybe 200 people there. They could have had 2,000 people there or more.
Yeah, that's why we call it the confinement media and confinement activism, because they want to preach to the choir and just keep it in a little box. They don't want to reach the public.
Right.
And that's what we want to do at Ground Zero, is hold our banners and signs up at our 14-foot controlled demolition
site. They're exclusive to the point where when they put out the photo galleries for their D.C. Truth Convergence, Convergence event, there were no photos of our banner, our controlled demolition banner, in any of them. And Kyle Hentz himself snapped pictures of it. Many people did.
Yeah, people came up to us and said, by far, that was the best banner there.
Including Jim Mars.
Yeah, and of all the pictures that they published on their sites, not one was in there. I mean, this is they're doing exactly what the mainstream media does.
Right. Okay, this march is a distraction, Nico says to us. He says they want to march everyone on this wild goose chase to the UN and across the media buildings, yet these places weren't bombed. They weren't attacked.
Yeah.
These are not the symbolic spots to be at on 9/11. The symbolic spot, the emotional epicenter, is Ground Zero.
Yeah.
So why don't the 9/11 Truth Org people want to be at Ground Zero? Ask yourself.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to go stand in front of buildings that weren't bombed.
Yeah, the UN wasn't bombed.
I mean, how ridiculous is this notion? Now, Nico goes so far, and he's been saying this for a few months now, and we've kind of picked it up, is he's saying that 911truth.org is the equivalent of war criminals. And we agree, because they're nothing but this diversion front where they want to perpetuate the government story of incompetence.
Right, just like the mainstream media.
Yeah, so they're saying, like, oops, the government just dropped the ball, and these pesky 19 Arab terrorists got through and did all this damage to this country. We know that that's preposterous. And Nico's also saying that we should boycott other groups like Answer and Amy Goodman's Democracy Now!, which we call Disinformation Now!.
Truth
they're, yeah, they're not telling the truth about 9/11 either. So, you know, if you want to support this distraction thing, then what they're doing is diverting your attention with peak oil and censorship, all the different rallies. Do you notice only certain guests or speakers are allowed to be there? The ones that talk about important vital issues are, you know. And the last thing that he talks about is the suspicious backgrounds of a lot of these people. And if you go into our archives on Wing TV homepage, you'll see Lisa's article tying Kyle Hentz to George Soros.
Right, but Kyle Hentz is just a little 9/11 Truth mafia puppet, a distraction for the people behind the scenes.
Right.
We're going to get more into David Kubiak in the future.
Yeah,
somebody
exactly.
You need to look at. The march is also a lie. It's a diversion tactic. For some reason, these 911truth.org space cadets think the UN is going to even acknowledge their presence, let alone respond to any demand or petition they might prefer. So I don't know what exactly they think they're going to accomplish, because Kofi Annan has just signed a statement on the war on terrorism. These people go along with this whole government charade, this whole government conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
They're not neutral, and they're certainly not our side. The UN is not our friend.
Yeah, and Kofi Annan is supporting this whole notion that Al-Qaeda is behind everything.
Whether he really believes it or not.
Yeah, that these 19 Arab hijackers are the ones that did everything. That's what the UN supports, and they're not going to bow down to David Kubiak and these people at 911truth.org. Now, another thing that Nico says about them is that they're controlled opposition. So they give the appearance that they're on our side, mm-hmm. yet they're controlled right from the start by the people in power. We know this because 911truth.org supported Skull and Bonesman John Kerry
right.
in the last presidential race. Who would ever support him? Or who would ever support George Bush? But they threw their support to him. They're also manipulating people like Cynthia McKinney. She had this bogus whitewash hearing up on Capitol Hill in July, and they're the ones behind her. They won't let anyone have access to the 9/11 families, and the 9/11 families actually went so far during these whitewash hearings to say they wouldn't share the stage with David Ray Griffin.
Yeah.
Now, why is that?
And they let them dictate that.
Yeah. Now, why would they do that? Because they said David Ray Griffin spends too much time talking about the government's role in the 9/11 terror attacks.
No, he talks too much about conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and conspiracy
theories.
Hello,
wake up.
Yeah, they also marginalize information. I know Kyle Hentz, Lisa said on various groups, has marginalized the works of David Ray Griffin. And what they do is they're combining these gatekeepers with this lie hop, this government let it happen on purpose thing. So what it ultimately does is support the government's official story.
Now, if you've been paying attention, you might have noticed the brainwashing messages that they send out, and they repeat these like a mantra. For example, Kyle Hentz, after our interview with him on Wing TV, said something very, very profound. He said, America is not ready to know the truth. Of course, he'd never said this on the interview. He had to wait till he was off, and then he was extremely angry, and still is, that we told everybody he said that.
Yeah, let me break in a second.
Too bad.
So I can repeat it. Kyle Hentz said that you, the American people,
aren't
ready to know the truth about 9/11. What a rat.
Yeah. So we also have Michael Woolsey, who is just on our show. He's a Colorado 9/11 visibility. They're linked to 911truth.org. He said, we don't really know the truth about what happened on 9/11. And we see this also on the 911truth.org website, where they say the same stuff. Okay? Yes, we do know what happened on 9/11. We know what happened at the World Trade Center.
It was a controlled demolition.
we know. We know.
But they want to act like we don't know.
Right. Yeah. Then we go into Mike Rupert.
Yeah, now they support. 9/11 Truth is a big supporter of Mike Rupert.
That's right. They've yet to speak out against Mike Rupert. Rupert admits that both his parents worked for the NSA. Rupert trashes people who go into controlled demolition or physical evidence part of the events of 9/11. And he's threatened to sue numerous 9/11 researchers for criticizing him on these points, including us.
Yeah, us included.
Right.
On that.
So then we have... Yeah. Morgan Reynolds, do you want to do yours first?
Well, yeah, there's another... We have to continue about peak oil, because this seems to have hijacked the 9/11 movement. And if you go to an article on the Wing TV homepage, it's called Peak Oil, UN Zionist Scheme. You'll see the four main reasons why they're pushing peak oil, why the government wants them to push peak oil. First, it's a hidden global tax that the Bilderbergs have been pushing for decades. Secondly, that it justifies the neocon Zionist war in the Middle East. They're saying, well, if we're running out of oil, then we have to go in there and surround the oil. So, wittingly or unwittingly, they're supporting the neocons and the Zionists. Third, if there's not enough oil in the world, if we're running out, according to them, then what the UN has to do under Agenda 21 is to step in and control human behavior. That means they tell us how to live our lives so we don't use this valuable resource. And last but not least, peak oil is nothing but a distraction away from the real issues of 9/11.
This is also substantiated by Morgan Reynolds, who's an economist and an independent scholar, and he was also a member of the first Bush administration. And he says this is so reminiscent of the artificial scarcities and the same type of ruses that were put in place back in the 70s. It's an unproven theory. It's totally bogus. And they have people like Jenna Orkin and Mike Rupert peddling it to the public as though it's truth. At the DC Truth Convergence, Jenna Orkin stood in front of me on the stage and said, peak oil is a matter of life and death. No, it's not, Jenna. It's bullshit.
Yeah. There's so much hopelessness in this, and it's such a ruse. And here's Morgan Reynolds, who comes out and talks about 9/11 being a controlled demolition. This is the government's own people, George Bush's own people, coming out and saying that 9/11 is a controlled demolition, yet 911truth.org, conveniently again, forgets to mention it.
Right. They have very dubious associations, 911truth.org does. And they're trying to push everybody to toward this station called WBAI. Well, WBAI gets their money from Pacifica Foundation. Pacifica gets its money from the Ford Foundation, the CIA, George Soros, and if you go to leftgatekeepers.com, you can see a whole big chart which will show you all of these connections.
Right, and also Pacifica is the one that runs Amy Goodman's Disinformation Now.
Right.
That absolutely refuses to talk about 9/11 controlled demolition.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, the flyers that they've crafted, they've omitted messages, information about controlled demolition on all of their websites, on all of their flyers, on all of their press releases. Anytime you see them, you see Kyle Hentz's face on TV. Not one time has he ever mentioned the words controlled demolition. Ask yourselves, why aren't they pushing the truth?
Yeah. People want them to put on their flyers, 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 controlled demolition.
Expose the cover-up.
Yeah.
Very vague. Very just, it doesn't tell you anything.
Yeah, they want very generic messages. Nothing specific. So we're going to conclude this today by saying that 911truth.org is working for the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to their events, you're supporting the enemy because
right.
you're supporting an entity that doesn't want the truth to come out.
They don't call their events protests. They call them marches. They call them rallies. They are against civil disobedience. You have a right to practice in dissent and to be civilly disobedient.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a right to do that.
And I want to bring up one last time, when we were at the D.C. Truth Convergence, we had that 14-foot banner.
Mm-hmm.
We had pictures published of us in front of the White House holding that up. 9/11, controlled demolition, World Trade Center. Now, Jan Hoyer deleted or censored out every single one of these pictures from their photo gallery. Now, when the mainstream media doesn't want people to see something, what do? They use a tactic called avoidance. When 911truth.org doesn't want you to know something, they use the same tactic, avoidance. They don't show you
right.
the pictures and the truth and the text and the books and the videos
right.
about 9/11. Last but not least.
Jan Hoyer's tactics are just passive-aggressive retaliation.
Yeah. Last but not least, a couple weeks ago I sent this book, 9/11 on Trial, to Janice Matthews. She's going to
mm-hmm.
have a 9/11 rally this fall out in the Midwest, I think in Kansas City. We wanted to do a presentation, a Wing TV presentation about controlled demolition.
A video presentation.
Yeah. And show it and have them show it out there at the rally. Well, yesterday, Janice Matthews told us point blank, we're not going to show anything about controlled demolition that Wing TV does. So, again, the tactic of avoidance. They won't let you see it.
Victor asked her on the phone, because he called her on the phone, mm-hmm. and asked her why they want to lead people on this wild goose chase up to the UN rather than go to ground zero. And she refused to answer him.
Yeah,
and pretty much practically hung up on him.
Yeah, at that point she says, we're having nothing to do with you. Goodbye. Hung up. And she's had this book now for a couple weeks. I said, well, did you read this book yet? Now, here's one of the organizers.
No,
she's on the board of 911truth.org. This is the crux issue.
She's not even familiar
yeah.
with the controlled demolition material. She
yeah.
doesn't read it.
She hasn't even read the book yet. Unbelievable and unforgivable.
It's despicable.
Yeah. Now, folks, is this the kind of information you want? Or don't you want us to blow the whistle?
Listen, we have to go for the throat. We said it before. We're saying it again. We have to go for the throat. You know, this is all of our responsibility. And we can't let people like this untruth mafia
yeah.
get in our way.
The
we have to get
criminals.
Around and over and go under all of these different obstacles. We can't let them stop us from getting the truth out to the public.
So 9/11 on Sunday, it's a Sunday, we want everyone to come to New York City, high noon, ground zero, but don't go on this wild goose
right.
chase through Manhattan. Be with us at ground zero, bring your banners, your signs, your flyers, your voices, and let everybody
yeah,
know
we need to
that
plant,
we know the truth.
Plant seeds,
yeah.
not throw rocks. And remember, it's not just where you stand on these issues, it's the direction in which you're going.
Right. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you then.